is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
It's never too early to start thinking of the next family vacation, but the usual problem always remains. Visit the same place year after year or enjoy a truly unique experience in the mountains of northern New Jersey. The Great Divide Campground has been serving camping enthusiasts for over 50 years, maintaining the idea of camping, just refining it each and every year. Guests are able to bask in the sun and fun of the scenic Appalachian Mountains by day and take in the moonlight by night. The Great Divide Campground features full events calendar with live music, a lake for fishing and boating, and a brand new playground for the kids. The Great Divide Campground has fully furnished air-conditioned cabin rentals available with plenty to do or not to do, depending on your idea of a vacation. The Great Divide Campground is less than an hour away from Newton, New Jersey. More information available online at campthegreatdivide.com or by phone at 973-383-4026. 973-383-4026. The Great Divide Campground, just a stone's throw away from the city.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Hope everybody's having a great week. It's another great news article that just came out about some exciting news in the autism community about the first autism-friendly airport in the world, and we'll be talking about that very shortly coming up. Also, we have a great information from some of the experts in the autism community about dining out with a child with autism, which can help make the transition a much easier and better experience for the whole family, of course. So we'll be talking about that very shortly. Just want to get this out there. We have our Autism Radio Martial Art class every other Friday at Iron Temple Martial Arts. It's located at 1 Camry Drive in Hampton, New Jersey, in Sussex County. Be sure to check it out. They have over 32 years of martial art experience and 7 generations of black belts at Iron Temple. They run so many different programs, self-defense. They have a regular kids martial arts program, anti-bullying program. They have workshops. They have so many different activities going on. They have firearms training as well. I mean, many different things that you can do there. It's kind of like one roof fits all. But we have a great autism radio class every other Friday. And the program's amazing. Master Dave Fritz, who's our instructor, does just such an incredible job with these kids. And if you've watched the program as the kids started, we have a great team. We have an OT. We have a PT on site working with the kids as well as many volunteers. Right now it's like a one-on-one for most kids. And, of course, parents are more than welcome, and we encourage them to help out and get involved as well because it's a fun experience for the whole family. And it's a great program. It's a free program. So be sure, if you're interested, go to autismradio.org and sign up for the program today. Also want to give a big shout-out to my good friend, Paul at Paul's Automotive Repair. He's located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. And if you have any automotive needs, he's definitely one of the best in the business, does some great work. And when you ask for a repair, you get Paul working on your car. A lot of these automotive places today, they got 7-8 different mechanics. You never know who really is working on your car. And not only, sometimes they don't even have some of the best mechanics working on it as well. So be sure to check out Paul's Automotive because you're going to get him working on your car. He gives you a great price, does great work, and just a great guy. He's very, very friendly to everybody and just very easy to work with. He really goes out of his way to make your customers, you know, satisfied. So definitely check him out. You can give him a call today at 973-584-1035. Again, it's 973-584-1035 today. Give him a call. All right, well, we have some news here, and I'm really excited. When I first got this news passed along on our desk, there's the Gatwick Airport in the UK becomes the first autism-friendly airport, and it's recognizing the commitment to becoming accessible and a friendly environment for autistic passengers. The airport was actually presented an award by the National Autistic Society. They had a ceremony, which was really, really awesome. And the award recognized the efforts of the airport and their assistance provider, OCS, to meet a range of autism-friendly criteria, which benefits autistic passengers, their families, and their caregivers. It includes in ensuring clear, accessible information is available for all autistic passengers about the airport, and assistance is available to help plan and prepare for the journey. Also, they really have a tremendous commitment to staff training so that their staff is better able to assist autistic passengers. They have a successful rollout of new initiatives like a discreet hidden disability lanyard, which is rolled out at all other UK airports now. They had an introduction of autism champions who will be trained to roll out further frontline staffing as well. They have a more than 100 people in the UK in the program is autistic, and they recognize that their commitment to making sure that autistic visitors receive the same warm welcome as everyone else, maybe even better. And they recognize that the travel through the busy airport can be obviously extremely challenging for an autistic passenger and those with many sensory sensitivities, and that there's a lot of simple steps that can make a huge difference. And, you know, it's pretty incredible stuff, actually. And, you know, because in the end of the day, autistic people and their families want to have access to the same opportunities others often take for granted. Like includes holiday travel, because many rely on routines that make sense of an often, you know, confusing world. And they can find the busy, unpredictable airport and flight environment very distressing and disorienting for them. And, you know, the Gatwick Airport really has done such a tremendous job in putting effort to improve the situation. And like I said, they achieved this prestigious autism-friendly award. And it's pretty impressive. And it really impressed me when this came across and I started reading this. Very, very impressive what they have done. All their staff is, you know, has autism training. That means that every stage of the flight process from check-in to boarding, the staff is aware of autism and will be able to offer appropriate support and advice. And they're hoping that this model will inspire many other airports to follow this example. So we really hope so. And that's kind of why I wanted to get this out there, because I really think it's important, because, you know, there may be a lot of people in the U.S. and airports that are not even aware of this going on, because, like I said, this is not in the United States. It's in the U.K. But I think it's important to talk about this because they're making such a great movement doing this. I'm amazed by the care and the commitment really that's involved in helping make this program so successful. They're just truly passionate and motivated about truly making a real difference. And as a parent of an autistic son, you know, having dedicated support available makes such a huge difference, and it just helps to relieve stress and anxiety so that we can focus on enjoying the journey. And, that's what you want to do. I mean, today to go into the airport, definitely after post-2011, of course, September 11th, and it's definitely changed the way we travel on airlines. So, it's just great to see that the Gatwick, airport has put this into motion and really has just done such a fantastic job. And this program is thriving, people are really enjoying it. So it's good to hear this kind of stuff. There's a lot of negativity in the world today. As we all know, every time we turn on the news, there's crazy stories. You know, we have the election going on. We have all these crazy things. And, it can be a little depressing at times. So when you hear something like this for the community that's being done, it gives you a little bit of hope at the end of the day that, hopefully we're going in the right direction and that people are starting to, get out there and really understand autism and really truly make an impact and make a difference. And that's what, of course, we try to do every week here on Autism Radio and Hope Saves a Day, is to bring you, great stories like this. So hopefully you guys are excited about it. I know I am. And I'm hoping to see this program pop up in, other airports around the country. So it'll be pretty great. So hopefully Newark Airport, whoever's in charge with that, is looking into this, I hope. So it would be a great experience for everybody here. Want to talk about this, and this is a big topic, okay? How many of you out there, parents that have autistic children, you just dread dining out? I know myself, my wife, many, many years, we were really dreading to go anywhere with our son, because he would cause a scene or have a meltdown and throw things onto the floor and it was not a great experience. He's come a long way for sure. But now, there's a lot more information out there, and there's experts that have, done their homework and their due diligence and, setting up our children for better success out in the community. And, here's some great tips, because we all know that going out to dinner, with your child is very stressful, and my son is 13 now, and over the years, I've learned a lot of things that, make the experience a lot more manageable and sometimes even enjoyable. I'm actually at the point now where I like to take him out, and I look forward to it. You got to make sure, number one, is you want to choose the right restaurants. I think this is very key. I try to, pick a child-friendly restaurant where there'll surely be other children and it may be a little louder or more upbeat so that any noises or sounds that my child will make will likely blend into the background and you avoid that little stare, hopefully, I guess, Even though I'm kind of past that stage now, but every once in a while it's nice to kind of not have people looking at you while you're eating all the time. So although people are a lot more understanding now than my son, 10 years ago, or even, 8 years ago for that matter, people were not as acceptable of him. We had quite a few altercations over the years where we had some very rude people, basically turning to us, as my son's making noises and telling, can you keep your child quiet? I'm trying to enjoy my meal, and I think I talked about this before, and I know my wife said a few choice things to the lady. So we've come a long way now. Now we just, if anybody does that, we usually ignore it anyway. We just kind of blow it off. I might address it by, I have some cards that I've made up, and I think I've told you guys this before. I'll just put the card on the table, walk by, and just put the card, walk away. And that's usually the best because I don't say anything and the card says it. And 99% of the time, that person feels terrible. I've had a few people still not care, but I've had pretty good success where people apologize. And if anything, the card helps educate that person. And that's what we want to do, is educate our world about our children today. And it should be everything, because, it's not just autism. I know, obviously, we talk about autism here all the time, but it's just understanding in general, we're just, so many people are still truly judgmental of other people, and people just need to be more tolerant and more accepting of others. And you know, of course, there's a fine line too. I mean, some people are outright rude and do things that are, you know, totally inappropriate out in the public, which, you know, obviously upsets a lot of us when we see these behaviors, especially if they're destructive behaviors that, you know, don't have any merit to them. And that's the bottom line. But anyway, back to the story here. You want to make sure, and this is the big one, this is probably one of the most important things, is you want to make sure you order the food to arrive at the same time. Because if you order food ahead of time and your child gets fed before you, guess what? He's going to finish his meal. Now you're going to be eating your meal, and guess what? He's done. And what are you doing? Entertaining him or her, you know? So make sure that they all come together. You talk to your waiter or waitress, okay? So you want to take a look at the menu, you know? You could even look it online before you arrive nowadays. Most of these places have menus all online. And you kind of decide what you want to order. And this will actually save you a little bit of time. Just a little bit of planning ahead can make a tremendous difference. Also, I do this. I like to bring some distractions. I call it like my magic bag with little things that can occupy my son, whether it's his iPad or a book or some crayons or whatever it might be. You know, because your child might have to sit for a little while, so this might help that period of time. Also, you know, obviously those items are going to change over time as your child gets older. But you always want to keep something, I think, handy to go places, you know, just to have something that's a distraction that might occupy your child's time a little bit. It can be very helpful. And you also want to find seat location is key too. Obviously, this is hard when you're, if you go out prime time, a Saturday night, which is something we normally don't do. When we do go out, it's usually during the weeknight when we do that, which sometimes works really well. It actually gives you a break from cooking every night. But you got to find a place where, you know, the table has kind of have an effect on the outing. Try not to place him in an aisle where people pass by. I usually keep him on the inside, so I'm sitting on the aisle, so he's kind of secured, so he's not jumping up out of his seat. And obviously you don't want his chair bumped, so that would, you know, can disturb him and bother him. You know, and it might cause some frustration and something that, you know, you want to try to avoid in the restaurant. So what you try to do is just find the best place if you can for him to sit at that table. And if the back is the chair is against a wall, you're better off. Also, when you're done eating, get the check. You know, don't wait around. If you know your child has a limited amount of time, you know, get that check. You know, this way it's at your table and you don't have to track down your server. And especially, like I said, if your child reaches their limit and, you know, if you're able to sit for a little bit, you know that you have the check. So this way you can just get up and leave when you're ready to go. So hopefully these little tips help a little bit. You know, it's just some tips. Like I said, some of the experts said these are little things that you can do to make your experience a little bit better. And believe me, it does work. And if you're well prepared, you know, I'm not saying you have to go crazy here, but, you know, like I said, you pick some place that can work for everybody, you know, that are kid friendly. So hopefully that helps you guys. And, you know, definitely write into us and use our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. Also, ask any questions. Send it to us at questions@autismradio.org. Also, we want to hear from you guys, too, if you have any topics that you'd like to talk about, whatever it might be. We love to hear from our listeners every week. And, of course, we appreciate when we do our questions of the week. We appreciate everybody that gives us some great feedback. Next week we'll have our guest from our partnership from My ID Company, and he'll be on our show, and we're pleased that to officially launch our partnership. And also we're going to have the founder and creator of Snaplaces come on our program, talk a little bit about Snaplaces and how that got all started. But it's just been a great product that's really changed the way the autism community wears their sneakers and shoes, because it's really gaining independence in the autism community, and it's helping so many people with autism. I have so many parents that write in and love the product. The product lasts a long time. It has lots of legs to it. Ours are a year old and doing great. And we're just really excited about it, and we're continue working with the company. And it's really life-changing. And it's been such a discovery and a difference in our family. So anyway, give them a try. You can go to snaplaces.com/hope, or just go to autismradio.org and click on the link. Reggie Senegal, who's the athlete and the founder, he'll be on our broadcast shortly coming up on the program. So we're really excited to have him on as a guest very soon. And we're just doing a lot of really great things in the community, trying to make our difference and helping families out every day. So be sure to go to autismradio.org. If you're a business, we're always looking for sponsors. If you want to advertise for us, you know, we can help promote your business, which is a great thing. Helps get your business out there. And at the same time, you're donating money for a good cause, that where 100% of the proceeds are going to the families and to the programs that desperately need it. Like I said, we're a 100% volunteer organization, which makes a big difference in the autism community every day. And we're just trying to inspire, give hope, give love and faith to those that really need it, and help to the ones that need help as well. And we hope that we can do that and continue to do that. But without your donations and your support, we can't do that. So we definitely need your help. So please go to autismradio.org, support us, make a pledge today, any amount, every dollar counts, and makes a huge difference to our community, guys. So like I said, no amount is too small. So you can donate $1, $2, whatever it might be. It all helps in the end of the day. So if we can keep this mission going, it's really important. We've been doing this for many, many years now, supporting the community. We have a great group of volunteers, great staff, who does some amazing work every day to keep our charity going and keep our mission alive. And we're seeing such great results, and we get some tremendous testimonials. You can go on our website and just read some of the testimonials. They're just really heartfelt and changing lives, you know. And like I said, we are family, you know, to them. And it's not like it's we just give support and then we don't hear from them. We try to keep in touch with everybody and talk to them. And at the same time, if they need help, they can come back in a couple years and ask for help and support again. So we want to be able to continue to do more and more. But it all comes down to money at the end of the day. So if we don't have the funds, we're not going to be able to continue our journey. So that's why we need you out there, you sponsors, and also, you know, donors that are willing to donate. And I know times are tough for everybody, and everybody's, you know, on a tight budget. We understand that. And but there's such a need in the autism community. I mean, there's so many families that are affected and desperately are needing your help and support. And that's what we're doing here at autismradio.org every day, guys. Every day we live it. I live it. My co-host, Lynn Glukoff, she lives it every day. And it's just, we're doing something that nobody else was doing. There's a few people now popping up that are copying what we do now. But we've been doing this first. We were like one of the first in the community to go directly to families and run a lot of free programs around the community that we do. And we also were the first to do this radio show, too, and bring you some great information and tips and some great hosts and guests that we've had over the years. Just so many wealths of information that's out there. And we always try to bring you some great stuff here on Hope Saves a Day on Autism Radio. So we're looking forward to hearing from you guys. And like I said, please use our email at questions@autismradio.org and our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. Guys, I'd like to leave you at this note. I want to wish everybody a great week as always. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Have a great one, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, yeah. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice.